sad that Corbin died last night. At least I got to tell him about Jesus, and Corbin accepted him.
I'm sorry about your friend, but I'm glad he's in heaven. Hey there! You're listening to Keys for Kids. As always, my name is Zach, and as always, I'm glad to see you. If you're a Christian, following Jesus means sharing what he's done with those around you who aren't Christians, like your friends, for example. Now, you might not be sure how or when to bring it up, especially if you don't know how your friends will react. It's always better to share the gospel sooner rather than later, because you never know what tomorrow brings. Romans 10:14 says, "How shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard?" Our story today is called Courage to Tell. So that's what I've been wanting to tell you. Dante watched his friend to see how he'd react. Ever since I became a Christian at camp, I've wanted to talk to you about it, but I was never sure how to bring it up. "Wow," said Corbin. "I had no idea you were a Christian, and I'm your best friend." He punched Dante in the arm. "Well, I'm glad you finally told me. I've been wondering about God lately. Maybe you can answer some of my questions." "Sure." Dante felt a surge of relief, and the boys talked more about Jesus and his love for everyone. Before the evening ended, Corbin asked Jesus to be his savior. "I'm sorry I waited so long to tell you I was a Christian," Dante said, "but I'm glad I finally did and that now you know Jesus too." "So am I," Corbin grinned at his friend, then looked down at his phone. "Well, I gotta go home. See you tomorrow, Dante." The next day, Dante's mom woke him up very early in the morning. "Dante, I'm afraid I have some very difficult news," she said with tears in her eyes. "Corbin was hit by a car on his way home last night. They rushed him to the hospital and the doctors did all they could, but he didn't make it. He died a couple of hours ago." Dante stared at his mom in shock, then broke down crying. "I'm so sorry, Dante," Mom said, wrapping her arms around him. After a few minutes, Dante wiped his eyes and looked at his mom. "I'm so glad I told Corbin about Jesus. I had been putting it off because I didn't know how he'd react. But yesterday I asked God to give me the courage to do it, and he did. And Corbin trusted Jesus as his savior." Mom brushed a tear away and smiled. "I'm so happy to hear that. We can't know when or how someone will respond to the good news of Jesus, but God often uses Christians to help others understand his love for them at just the right time. Even though we're sad, we know Corbin is with Jesus now, and someday we'll see him again." So how about you? Does your best friend know that you're a Christian? Have your family members heard what Jesus has done for you? God often uses Christians to help others understand that Jesus died for them so they can trust him as their savior too. Ask Jesus to give you courage and show you opportunities to tell others about him, and pray he would open their hearts to his good news. Our key verse,
Romans 10:14. "How shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard?"
And our key thought today, tell others about Jesus. If you like to listen to the Keys for Kids stories every day, then you'll love to listen to Keys for Kids Radio. That's our radio station made just for you, and you can catch me there every day on Keys for Kids, Down Gilead Lane, and Red Rock Mysteries. There's even some interviews with Connie Kendall from Adventures in Odyssey and other kids just like you. You can find it all at keysforkids.net. That's keysforkids.net. And thanks for listening to Keys for Kids. I'm Zach. We'll see you right back here tomorrow.